I have a reminder that pops up on my phone or on my watch every evening at 5 p.m. that reminds me to be praying for my wife and for my kids. It's usually not a long prayer each day. Half the time I'm busy doing something else, so it's only a few seconds. But after a year or two of seeing these notifications pop up or feeling that ping on my wrist, it's become a part of my daily routine, something I appreciate every day. And one of the reasons we take time during church every Sunday to pray is to establish a rhythm of turning to God. So we come together to lift up words of thanks. We come together to pray prayers of petitions and pray for our concerns and to confess the things that weigh heavily on our hearts. Let's pray. Holy God, as summer winds down and we gear up for all that fall brings, we're grateful for new jobs, for completed projects at work and at home, for opportunities to finally see friends and family we haven't seen for over a year and a half, and for seasons of rest. May we continue to find moments of joy in the middle of an ongoing, difficult season. Lord, you know the fears that most of the world lives with right now. We worry about new variants of this historical virus, about who's vaccinated and who's not, and what vaccination might or might not work best for our particular situation. The fear has been crippling for some, as well as incredibly divisive. Remind us that in the church that we are called to live by faith, to find a way to put together the pieces and be a people of hope. You've given us tools to discern our collective eyes and ears and minds. May we use them. You've given us tools to take action. Our collective hands, feet, and mouths, may you use them as you see fit. You've given us your word, the Bible. Among other things, it reminds us that perfect love casts out all fear. May we turn to it often and may it encourage us and challenge us. Remind us to love one another, our neighbors, as you have loved us, while we pray the prayer that you taught us to pray, saying, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.